The Messenger from chapter 1. 1. We can see that Hosea worked as a prophet for several decades. His contemporaries included Isaiah, Micah, and Amos. When his ministry began, he had to marry Gomer, a woman who was probably living in immorality, and would do so after the marriage. Through this union, God wanted to draw attention to the idolatry of his people, which is often compared to adultery in the Bible. Chapter 1-2. God also determined the names of his children, which contained a message to the people: Jezreel, Lo Ruchama, and Lo Ami. Chapter 1-4, 6, 9. Hosea himself was a man who was deeply troubled by the sin of the people and the impending judgment of God. Kafir chapter 9-7, his words just bubble out of him. Thus, his prophecy seems lively and fiery, but also choppy, transitional, and at times downright dark. Those who are wise will nevertheless understand them. Chapter 14-9. The Message. The prophecy of Hosea is divided into two large parts. The first comprises the first three chapters. In them it is shown that God would no longer recognize Israel, the 10 tribes, and Judah, the 2 tribes, as his people because of their unfaithfulness, but that in a future time the people would be restored and introduced to the blessings of the kingdom, chapter 1 and 2. In the meantime, the people would be without civil and religious privileges, but also idolatry, chapter 3. In the second part, chapter 4 to 14, we find various series of accusations, pleas, threats, and expressions of grief from the prophet, with particular reference to the 10 tribes, often called Israel or Ephraim. However, Hosea also repeatedly refers to God's mercy. He concludes with an appeal to repentance and makes it clear what a glorious result this will have for Israel in the future. Chapter 14. Highlights from the prophecy of Hosea. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, will bring her into the wilderness, and speak comfort to her. I will give her her vineyards from there, and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. She shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up from the land of Egypt. Austin 2:14-15. Before we apply these verses to us, let us briefly consider them in context. The people of Israel had joined themselves to the nations and their idolatry, verses 6 FFF, and forgotten the Lord himself, V. Badimundre. How does God react to this? He tries to bring his people back to himself. To do this, he will lead them into the wilderness and speak to their hearts. If they accept his words, they will be given vineyards, i.e., they will be blessed and able to rejoice. He will also make the valley of Achor a door of hope. What does this mean? Well, as so often, Hosea looks back to an event in the history of the people. Israel suffered defeat in Ai because Achan had taken from the enemy's possessions what had been forbidden by God. He and his family were, therefore, stoned to death in the valley of Achor, meaning tribulation, misfortune. Joshua 7. Israel thus cleansed itself of evil and was then able to continue the conquest of the promised land. Joshua 8. Separation from evil is therefore the door to obtaining the promised blessings. This will be completely fulfilled for the people of Israel in the millennial kingdom. Then they will sing a new song of redemption and enjoy what is described later in the chapter. But now the application. Have we not also sometimes forgotten the Lord and his claims and used the blessings he has given us for ourselves? Cf. chapter 2-8. Have we perhaps been accused of abandoning our first love? Cf. Jeremiah 2-1f, Revelation 2-4. First love is the freshness of affection, the fire of devotion in a new relationship, the best quality love we can have. The thought of a person dominates one. Was this once the case with regard to the Lord Jesus? Why has that changed? Why is there so much that pushes him out of our lives? We don't want to avoid these questions, but rather go into the desert, i.e. into silence, and let his word speak to our hearts. But that is only the first step. We must also enter the valley of Achor. We cannot avoid it, even if it is difficult, because everything that draws us away from the Lord must be ruthlessly removed. These can also be things that are not evil in themselves, but which have become idols to us. There is no catalogue of idols. They are everywhere, on the hard drive, in the garage, in the bookcase, etc. Perhaps a bad but cherished habit has been troubling us for a long time. Why not make a decision now that points the way forward? Make a clear cut. It will give way to blessing. Then we will have new joy and be able to sing songs to our Lord again from the bottom of our hearts. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. I taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I drew them with gentle cords, with bands of love. Hosea 11, 1-4. Hosea clearly shows the unfaithfulness of the people and their lack of love for God. They loved grape cakes, Cheech 3-1, Shame, chapter 4, 18, their children, chapter 9, 16, serving other nations, chapter 10, 11, and taking advantage, chapter 12.8. But Hosea does not mention a love for God, yet he makes it unmistakably clear that God loves his people. This is also a theme of Hosea 11, where the prophet illustrates this love with the relationship between a father and his son. God called his young son Israel out of the furnace of Egypt, but God was not satisfied with this call. He continued to speak to his people through the prophets. The people refused to listen and ran away from him. And what did God do? Despite their stubbornness, he took touching care of them. Just as a father teaches his young son to walk, so did God. And when they got tired, he took them in his arms. He only wanted what was best for them, but they did not realize it. But the day will come when they will walk after the Lord. Verse 10. As sinners, we have allowed ourselves to be drawn to the Son of God with the ropes of love. Ehekpias Yalan 6. 44, and John 12, 32. And now these ropes are pulling us after the Lord Jesus. Do we want to resist this? Should we not rather faithfully follow the one who loves us with an unchanging love? If we had the greatness of his love more before our eyes, the smallness of our love, but also the greatness of our failures would be clearer to us. Then we would also better understand what Hosea inculcates in his reader, the necessity of repentance. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works. Reverend. 2-4-5.